Good morning. We're going to start again at Tess Amud Beis with the Mishnah that we began at the very end yesterday. We're learning all about a man who, or a woman for that matter, even a non-Jew, who slips on their way down when they were climbing down a ladder, lowering a barrel, knocking down a tree, something slips. So it's really negligence. It wasn't ones, they could have been more careful, and it's a shogig though, it's not intentional, they kill, so they have to run to a city of refuge. So now finally, what are the cities of refuge? Says the Mishnah, Leheichan Golem, where do they go to the cities of refuge? Laare Miklat, the cities of refuge, where are those? So the Torah talks about them in Parshas Maaseh. L'shalosh she'be'ever ha'yarden, there were three on the eastern banks of the Jordan River. We know that on the other side of the Jordan River, there was the territory occupied by the tribes of Reuven, Gad, and half of Menashe. And L'shalosh Sheberetz Canaan. There were another three that were on the western side of the Jordan River in what had been the land of the Canaanites. Shenamar, as the verse says, as Shalosh Sharim Titnu Me'ever LaYarden, set up three cities on the other side of the Jordan. V'Shalosh Sharim Titnu Be'eretz Canaan, and set up three cities in the land of Canaan. But now, Moshe Rabbeinu, he sets up the three cities on the other side of the Jordan, but then Moshe Rabbeinu dies. So Yoshua is the one who has to set up the three cities on the western banks of the Jordan. The Mishnah teaches us, Achelo Nivcharu Shalosh Be'eretz Yisrael, Lo Hayu Shalosh Be'ever Yarden Koltos. Even though the three cities on the eastern banks of the Jordan were set up by Moshe, they didn't function. They didn't have the ability to save people who were running after they had killed by mistake. The cities on the eastern banks only were functioning and only had the power to actually halachically protect the life of those sent into them once the three cities on the western banks started to function. Shenamar, because the verse says, Sheish arei miklat tihiyena, six cities of refuge they shall be. Achiyu shishtan Sheshtan Kotos Kachas. They only work once all six are there, and they're all six working. All right, another law about the cities of refuge. They used to have street signs. U'machavnos lehem drachin nizu lezu. They would direct the ways from how to get from one to the next. Shenamar, because the verse says, Tachin lecha haderach. You shall prepare for yourself the way. The way has to be marked. Another law, u'vishilashta. The Torah says, and you shall divide it up into thirds. So that means that, as we'll see, that each city was a third of the way going through the land of Israel. Umosun lahen shnei talmidei chachamim, and they would set up, and they would give to the killer two Torah scholars who would go with him, shema yargenu baderech, lest the relative come trying to kill him when he's on his way to the city of refuge. V'yadabru elav, and the Torah scholars will be able to argue with him and say, listen, he only killed by mistake, he wasn't deliberate, don't kill him. Rabbi Meir Omer, he doesn't need people to argue for him, hu medabru de'atzmo, he can argue for himself. Shenamar, the verse says, v'zed dvar rotzeach, this is the word of the murderer. If somebody kills, whether he kills on purpose or by mistake, he's always, and witnesses saw it, he always is brought to the city of refuge. And then the court sends and brings him back from the city of refuge. If he had killed on purpose, Mishinishayev Misa Bebezdin, if Bezdin convicts him, Harguhu, they kill him. Shalonishayev Misa, if it had been an act on purpose and he wasn't guilty, he's not convicted, but Shuhu Bezdin would exempt him. Mishinishayev Galos, and if he had been deserving of exile because it was by mistake, Machzir and Osalim Koma, they bring him back to his place. Namely, to the city of refuge. Shenamar, that's what the verse says. Vashivu oso heidal ir miklato. The community, the court, will bring him back, will restore him to the city of refuge. Okay, learning about the cities of refuge. Shana Rabbanu went in a brisa. Shalosh ar mivdil Moshe be'ever ha'yarden. Moshe Rabbeinu set aside three cities on the eastern banks of the Jordan, u'kenegdan, and exactly parallel to them, hivdil Yehoshua be'eretz Canaan. Yehoshua separated cities in the land of Canaan. Umechuvano sayu, and they were parallel to each other. Kimin shtei shuro shebakerem, looking like two rows of vines in a vineyard. So what were the cities of refuge? Hebron, that was the southernmost city in Canaan, which is in the territory of Yehuda. Keneged, and that paralleled Betzer, Bamidbar, Betzer in the Yisori desert. Shechem, Bahar Ephraim, Shechem in the mountains of Ephraim, was actually the middle city. Keneged Ramos Bagilad, that was parallel to the city Ramos in Gilad. And Kedesh, Bahar Naphtali, Kedesh in the Galil, in Har Naphtali, was Keneged Golan Babashan, was parallel to the city Golan in the Bashan, in the plateau of the mountains in southern Syria. V'shilashta, shiyu meshulashin, that means that they have to be exactly a third, a third, a third. In other words, really the land of Israel is divided up into four sections. Shehem midarom leHebron, from the southern border until Hebron, that's one distance. That's the same distance as kimiHebron leShechem, from Hebron to Shechem. And from Hebron to Shechem was the same distance as from Shechem to Kedesh in Naphtali. And from Shechem to Kedesh in Naphtali was the same distance as from Kedesh to the Tzafon, to the northern border. And Be'ever HaYardain, Tlas, Be'eretz Yisrael, Tlas. So one second, you have a question here. That's the Brisa. But now we have a question. Three cities of refuge for the area of what had been Eretz Canaan, which have a total of 9.5 tribes. And three cities of refuge on the eastern banks of the Jordan, which only have a total of 2.5 tribes. So where do you have more population? In the area of Canaan or in the area of the other side of the Jordan? So clearly you have many more people in the area of Canaan. So if you have 9.5 tribes there, you only need three cities of refuge for 9.5 tribes, and you need three cities of refuge for 2.5 tribes. The area of the 2.5 tribes, even if geographically it's lots of space, but population-wise, it's not a lot of people. It should have had one city of refuge, two cities of refuge. Why do they need three cities of refuge? So Amar Abaye, Abaye answered, B'Gilad, outside of the land of Israel, you have the territory of Gilad, which was partially the possession of people of Menashe. And in Gilad, Shechichi Rotzchem, there are lots of murderers there. The Chassid, as it says, Gilad Kiryas Po'elei Oven, Gilad is a city of people who do crimes. Akuvamidam, it is akuv from blood. What does it mean? Akuvamidam, my akuvamidam. Amar Belazar shayu okvin. They are always looking laharog nefashos, to spill blood, to kill people. That's right. No, it's what Gavriel just said. People who are murderers are more negligent about human life, so therefore there's more accidental murder there. That's exactly right. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Shayakuvim La'arog Nefashos, they were looking, they were sort of pressured, they're always looking to kill people. So now the Gemara says, but you know what, there's actually, there's a problem here. Umayishna mehaigisu mehaigisu demarachi, the people who live on the borders, let's say somebody lives in Kiryat Shmona. So if he lives in Kiryat Shmona, the northernmost border, so for him to get down to the city of refuge is a certain, you know, piece of space, right? It's a quarter of the land of Israel. If he, forbid, kills somebody by mistake, he has to run through a quarter of the land of Israel in order to get to the city of refuge, to Kadesh. But if somebody lived, let's say, between Hebron and Shechem, he lives in Jerusalem, if he has to go to a city of refuge, he doesn't have to go a quarter of the way, he only has to go an eighth of the way, because he can run down to Hebron or he can run up to Shechem. So why is it that the people on the border, there's a lot of space for them to get to the city of refuge, whereas the people who live in the heartland of Israel, the cities of refuge are closer to them? U'mayishna mitzia, those who live in the middle, in the heartland, Zimakarvi, where the cities are close. So Amar Abaye, Abaye said, the same way there are lots of murderers in Gilad, the middle city is Shechem. So you have Hebron, Shechem, and Kedesh. So the middle city, Shechem, Shechichi Rotzchem. There are lots of murderers in Shechem. So since there are a lot of murderers in Shechem, so we needed to have a city there to make it easier for people to get to them, right? In other words, if there wouldn't be a city in Shechem, if Shechem wouldn't be a city of refuge, so then the distance between Hebron and Kadesh would be a full half of the land of Israel, and somebody who murders would basically have to run a quarter of the land of Israel to get to one of those cities, to Kadesh or to Hebron. But because there's so many murderers in Shechem, so we want to subtract the area, reduce the amount of area to run, because there are lots of people who need to run. So we put in the city of Shechem. Hashem puts in the city of Shechem, so that it's really only a quarter of the way to run from, you know, to run to Shechem or to run to Hebron or to run to Kadesh. One second, Roger.
But it's in a pasuk where the cities are.
Yeah, that's what Hashem said.
So what are they even arguing? It's not because there are a lot of murderers.
No, Hashem set it up this way because there are lots of murderers in Shechem. So that's why it has to be close. Shechem also is a place that has lots of murderers. The Chassid of the verse says, V'chachachi ish gedudim chever kohanim derech yiratzchu shechma kizima asu. So it says, chever kohanim, and it's about shechma, about Shechem. My chever kohanim, what does it mean, chever kohanim? Omer Belazar, shayu mitchabrim larog nefashot. The people of Shechem would get together to kill people. Kohanim alalu, like the Kohanim, like the priests, mechadbrim, get together, lachlok chumos, bebeis agranos, to try to get chuma in the places where the farmers are giving out the grain. So Shechem is a place of lots of murderers. So there's a lot of spilling of blood going on in that area. Since there's a lot of spilling of blood going on in that area, there's a need to have a city of refuge nearby, and that's why there had to be another city of refuge. Yeah, David, a question.
Is this the same location of Shechem today?
Yes, same location. Yes, same locations. So now the Gemara says, one second, there are only six cities of refuge. There were a total of 48 cities of refuge. Vesuleka, there are no more. Vaksiv, the verse says that Moshe was told, V'aleyem titnu arba'am ishtayim ir. In addition to these six cities, give to the Levites another 42 cities, and all the cities of the Levites are cities of refuge. So one second, what do you mean six cities? There are 48 cities. It's 42 plus 6. Amar Abaye answered, there's a difference between the cities. The six cities that are called Arei Miklat, Halalu Kotos, Bein Ladas, Bein Shaloladas. If a guy who killed by mistake runs there, whether he knows he's going to a city of refuge and he's intending that the city protect him, or he doesn't know it's a city of refuge, he's just running there and he doesn't even think he's going to protect him. He's not trying to get protected. They protect him. However, Halalu, the 42 cities of the Levim, Ladas Kotos. If a person is running to them knowing that it's a city of refuge with the intent that the city protect him, it does protect him. Shalom Ladas, if he's not running there with the intent that he be protected, Einan Kotos, they will not protect him. Ask the Gemara now a question. The Chevron, Ir Miklatu, is Chevron a city of refuge? We know that the cities of refuge belong to the Levim. These are places of lots of Torah, because the Levim are studying Torah. Chevron is a city of refuge. Vaksiv, the verse says, Vaitnu leKalev is Chevron. Kalev ben Yefuneh was given Chevron as a reward for him being loyal when all the spies were disloyal. Kasher diber Moshe, as Moshe had promised. So Amar Abaye said, Kalev didn't really get Chevron. Kalev got Kiryat Arba. Parvadha, we're talking about the suburbs of Chevron. The suburbs of Chevron went to Kalev. The city of Chevron itself went to the Leviim as a city of refuge. The Ksiv, as the verse says, Vesdeo ir Veschatzeireha. The field of the city, the courtyards, Nasnu leKalev ben Yefuneh. Now, Kadesh ir Miklatu, is Kadesh a city of refuge, the northernmost city of refuge? Vaksiv, but the verse says, Vare Mivtsar, the big, you know, powerful fortress cities with tons of people. Hatzadim were Tsar and Chemes, Rekes and Kineres, Kadesh, Edrei, and Ein Chatzor. Now, we learned in a Braisa that the cities of refuge were not filled with lots of people. But time we learned in a Braisa. Arm Alalu, the six cities of refuge, Ein Osan Osan Lo Tir and Ketanim, they're not made into small little cottages, small villages, but also Lo Krachim Gedolim, they're not very big cities. Because the point is that in these cities, we have to protect the murderer from the relatives of the guy he killed. If the city's going to be very small, so it's not going to be a protection, because you're not going to be able to survive in a small city, because there's not much business to do in a small city. But if the city's very, very big, while he can survive in a very big city, he's not going to be protected from the relative who's coming after him, because the relative can hide himself in the big city with lots of people. It's not a protected place, so it can't be a very big city. Elayaros Benonios. So these would be middle-sized cities. One second, but Kadesh is not a middle-sized city. It's a Mivtsar. It's Ir Mivtsar. It's a very big city. So how could Kadesh be a city of refuge? Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Tarti Kadesh Havai. There are really two places called Kadesh. There's the greater metropolitan area. Rav Ashi, like Rav Ashi said, Kagon Salikum, like there's the town Salikum, and then there's the suburb, Akra de Salikum.
Yes.
And the suburb, Akra de Salikum, is also called Salikum, because it's next to Salikum. So the place that wasn't so big, the suburb of Kadesh, that's the city of refuge. But Kadesh itself, that's an Ir Mivtzar, that's a very big city, lots of people, is not a city of refuge. Kufu, we just learned, Arim Alalu, these cities, Ein Osen Osen Lo Tirin Ketanim, we don't make them into small little towns, V'lo Krachim Gedolim, nor places with lots and lots of people, El Ayaros Benonios, but middle-sized cities. V'ein Moshivin Osen El B'makom Maim, and they have to be a place where people can live, so they have to be a place where there's water. V'im Ein Shamaim, if this place doesn't have water, let's say there'd be no water in Hebron for whatever reason, Mevi'in Lehem Maim, we would have to build aqueducts to bring water to it. Now the people who go there, they can't leave. They're basically in jail. So they've got to be able to have a livelihood there, because we're not rushing them to a place where they're then going to die. We push them to a place where they can then live. So it has to be a place where there are markets. It has to be a place where there's plenty of population. According to the Meiri, the word uchlusin means, you know, tough guys, that there's strong, you know, guys there who can protect them from the Goalei Adam who might come. If the population became too small, or if the tough guy population became too small, well, we have to bring in tough guys to make sure that it's a place that's going to protect the rotzeach, the murderer. Let's say there, you know, the total population reduces. There aren't enough people living there. So then we have to bring good people in. We don't bring in bad people. We bring in good people. We bring Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim, so they'll be kind to the Rotzchim, to the murderers who are there. In these places, we don't allow for the sale of any weapons, gun control. Why? Because the Goalei Adam, the people with the big motivation to kill, are trying to get into these cities. Now, if there are going to be weapons available, they might get those weapons and kill the Rotzchim, the guys who killed their relatives. So we don't sell any weapons there. In addition to weapons, we don't even sell hunting gear, things that might trap animals, because that can lead to other violence. Divrei Rabbi Nechemiah, that's what Rabbi Nechemiah says. Chacham Matirim, the sages say, no, you are allowed to sell hunting gear. V'shavim, but everybody agrees, even the sages, Shane Parson b'sochan mitzudot, they would not put out nets in the cities. The commentators explained that you need a lot of area, a lot of space to be able to spread out a net. So it's a rare thing to be able to have nets spread out to catch deer, etc. So if a city offers a unique service, that might be too attractive to the Goalei Adam to come. And again, the Goalei Adam might kill the people hiding in the city, so we don't put out nets. And for that reason also, we would not use the city of refuge to be a place to manufacture ropes, to spread out the hemp in order to make out of the hemp ropes. Because we don't want the feet of the relatives of the deceased to be there and for them to then kill the murderer. Amr Yitzchak, Yitzchak said, Micro, it's the pasuk for all of these laws. Vinas elachas menorim el, and he shall flee to one of these cities. Vachai, and he should live. Avid leimidi, you have to make the preparations to tehavi lechiyusa, so that he's able to live. Tana relented a brisa, talking about how far we have to go to enable the inadvertent murderer, the negligent murderer, to live. This is an unbelievable law. Talmud Shagala, let's say it was a yeshiva bacher who fell off of the ladder when he's climbing down the ladder and he kills somebody. Maglin Rabo Imo, we make his teacher go to the city of refuge and stay in the city of refuge with him. Shenamer, because it says, V'chai, he has to live. So if he's not going to have Torah learning, he's not going to be alive. Avid Leimidi Tehavi Lechiyusa, you have to do for him things to make sure he keeps living. Well, it depends on the student. So Reb Zira said, Mikan, from here is a lesson, a cautionary warning. Shalo Yishna Adam L'tamot She'no Hagen. A teacher should not be teaching students that have violent proclivities and are not sensitive to other people's lives, because those students might end up killing somebody by mistake. They'll have to run to the city of refuge. Then the teacher's going to have to go to the city of refuge. So the teacher should be careful who he allows into his class. Rabbi Yochanan said, it goes the other way too. What happens if the teacher kills? Harav Shagala, if the teacher kills and he has to run to the city of refuge, Magan Yeshiva, so Imo, the whole yeshiva has to go with him, because he needs to live. Amy, is that so? I mean, why would he even have to go to a city of refuge? From Rabbi Yochanan, didn't Rabbi Yochanan say, I mean, island of Torah Shane Colton? How do we know that the words of Torah themselves protect a person? In other words, a person who killed by mistake, if he's filled with Torah, the Torah is the city of refuge that protects him. Shanamar, because the verse says, Es Betzer Bamidbar, Betzer in the Sori desert, Uksiv Basrein. It says after that, Vizos HaTorah, and this is the Torah that the Torah also is like Betzer, protects. Answer the Gemara, Lokash, it's not a question. Torah protects, B'inya da'asikba, the moment that he's learning Torah, it protects. But the city of refuge is better than the low asikba, even when he's not learning Torah. And it's not really practical to say that the teacher who kills by mistake every second for the rest of his life is going to be whispering words of Torah. So that's why he has to run to a city of refuge. By the same alternatively, my Kotin, what does it mean in this price that the Torah words protect the person? It just means it protects him from the angel of death, Mimalach HaMavas, but not that it protects him from Goel Adam, from the relative who wants to kill him. Ki other Rav Chisda, like we learned with about Rav Chisda, Avayasa Vigars Bebe Rav, he was sitting and learning in the yeshiva. So the emissary of the angel of death couldn't come close to him because he was whispering words of Torah. He was protected. His mouth didn't stop whispering words of Torah. So what did the angel do? The angel went and sat in the cedar that was the foundation of the whole yeshiva. So when you have this angel of death emissary in the cedar that's holding up the yeshiva, Paka Arza, so the cedar blew up, so the building collapsed. So it was a sudden collapse, an explosion, Rishasi, he stopped whispering words of Torah. Then V'yachile, then the emissary of the angel of death was able to kill him. Presumably, yeah. He has to live. Rabbi Tanchum, the son of Chaniloi, said, why is Reuven's territory the first listed as having a city of refuge? Because the ancestor of the tribe of Reuven, the biblical Reuven, started to try to save. Who did he try to save? He tries to save Yosef. Shanam, as it says, Vayishma Reuven. Reuven overheard Shimon and Levi saying that they were going to kill Yosef. Vayatzilem miadam. He saved them. Darash Rab Simlai, Rab Simlai interpreted. My thing, what's the meaning of the verse? Az Yavdu Moshe Shalosh Arim, Evar Yardain, Mizrach HaShamesh. Then Moshe will set aside three cities on the other side of the Jordan, to the east, with the rising of the sun. Could mean a couple of things. Number one, Amalok Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe, Hazreich Shemesh LaRotzchem, lift up a sun to the murderers. In other words, give light to the murderers, set up the city so that they have a place to go, a hope. You could have me other versions. Amalei, after Moshe set them up, God tells them, Hizrach HaShemesh, Hizrach HaShemesh L'Rotzchem. Good thing that you did, that you set up these cities. You've created light for the murderers. Now they have a place where they could go and they will be saved. Darash Rav Simai interpreted. My, that's the meaning of the verse. Oev Kesef Liyizba Kesef. Somebody who loves money is never satisfied with money. Umi Oev Behamon, and who loves lots of people, Lo Tvua to him is a lot of grain, or there is no grain the way it's written, but the way it's read, he has a lot of grain. It means like this. Oh, if Kesef Li is but Kesef, a person who loves money is never satisfied with money. It means if he loves mitzvahs, he wants to do more mitzvahs. So Moshe Rabbeinu, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Show you, Deashin, Shalosh, Arm, Shabbe, Vayadim, Kotosat, Shalonifchu, Shalosh, Beretz, Canaan. He knew that the three cities on the eastern banks of the Jordan would not be able to save people who run to them until the three cities on the western banks of the Jordan are up and working, but he's not going over to the western banks of the Jordan. But nevertheless, Amar, he said, mitzvah shabaliyada yakaimena. If there's a mitzvah that I can do, let me fulfill it. Umiyohev behamon, and who loves masses, lo tfuah, he doesn't have grain. It means like this, let me know, alalamed behamon, who means he has grain. Who has the right to teach masses? We should call tfuah shalom, someone who has all the grain, who knows lots of Torah. Vayadam Rabbalazah said, my dechim, what's the meaning of the verse? Miyam alel gvuros Hashem, who can express the powers of God? Yashmiya kol tilaso, he who can inform of all of God's praise. Let me know, alamal gvuros Hashem, to whom is it appropriate to express the might of God? Mishiachol Hashmiya kol tilaso, someone who can express all of the praise of God. Rabbanan v'itema rabba bar mari amra mi ahu ohev behamon. Mi oev behamon lo tvua. That means like this. Kala oev behamon. Someone who loves teaching in public, and he loves those who teach Torah. He loves those who teach many people Torah. Lo tvua. He has the grain. In other words, his children will become Torah scholars. If he loves the Torah teachers, Hashem will reward him that his children will become Torah scholars. Yehavu b'rabana ninayu b'rava b'rei d'rava. So the rabbis looked at Rava, the son of Rabba. He's the type of person who loves people who teach Torah. His children become Torah scholars. Rav Ashi said like this, Amar kala oev lilmod behamon. Anybody who loves to teach in the masses. Lo tzvua, he has lots of grain, he has a lot of knowledge. Tam Rabbas, Rabbios, Rabbiochlin. This is what Rabbiosi, the son of Rabbi Chanina, said. What's the meaning of the verse? Cherev al abadim, there is a sword for the badim. V'no'alu cherev al tzavarei. It means like this. V'no'alu cherev al tzavarei sonayim shel tamid hachamim. There's a sword on the necks of the Torah scholars. Sheyoshim v'oskim b'torah bad mevad, who sit and learn Torah by themselves without teaching. V'lo not only that, el shemit tapshin, they become foolish. Ksivach, it says v'no'alu, ksivasim asher no'alnu, that we were foolish. V'lo not only that, el shechotin, they end up sinning if they learn Torah by themselves. Shenhamer, as it says, v'asher chatanu, and that we sin. V'yibayisim miyachor, else the verse is like this. No'alu sarei tzoan, the ministers of tzoan were sinners. Ravina Amar, Ravina says, Kala oe vlumo behamon lo tvu. Anyone who loves teaching in public, he has a lot of grain, he has a lot of learning. Hainu Amar Rebbe is Rebbe taught. Hai Betor Lamadati Mirabosa. I learned a lot from my teachers. I learned more from my peers. Umi Talmidai Yoser Mikulan, but I learned the most from my students. Amar Rebbe Yoshua ben Levi Maidach Siv. What is the meaning of the verse? Om Dosai Raglinu Besharoich Yerushalayim. Our feet were standing in your gates, Jerusalem. Migarm L'Raglinu Sheyamdu B'Melchama. Who causes our feet to stand in the war? In other words, who causes us to succeed in war and to conquer Jerusalem? Sharei Yerushalayim, the gates of Yerushalayim. Namely, Shayoskim Torah. Those who are learning Torah are the merit for the soldiers to succeed in battle. What's that? It's a powerful Gemara, right? When we learn, we're protecting, we're helping the soldiers. What's the meaning of the verse? Shir Amalas to David. Samachti Bomim Libes Hashem Neilech. A song of ascents to David. I was happy when they told me, let's go to the house of God. David tells God, Ribbono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Shamati Bnei Adam Shayu Omrim. I overhear people saying, Masa Yamu Sakin Zeh, when will this old man die? V'yavo Shlomo Beno, let Shlomo his son take over. And then, V'yivne Beis Abchir, then the Beis HaMikdash can be built. V'nale L'Regel, and then we'll be able to go up to the Beis HaMikdash for our holidays. So even though they're basically saying, they knew I couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash because I had spilled too much blood, and they're saying, when am I going to die? I was still happy that they want to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Samachti, I was still happy. Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Ki tov yom achatzerecha me'elef, tov li yom echad shat osik batorah, better for me is one day of you being alive, learning Torah, lefanai me'elef olo she'asid Shlomo bin Chal hakriv lefanai al gabi mizbeach. That's better than 1,000 korbanos that Shlomo, your son, is going to bring before me on the mizbeach. Umachavnas lam drachman, they would prepare the roads and have road signs to lead to the cities of refuge. Chanu went in a brisa. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer Elazar ben Yaakov explains. Mikla tayakasav al parashas drachman. At the crossroads, they would have a sign that would say this direction to refuge. Kadesh Yaakov arotzeach, so that the murderer would recognize Vifnil Hashem and run to there. Rav Kana said, my crow, it's the verse that is the source for it. Tachin l'cha derech. The verse says, prepare for yourself the way. Asay l'cha achana l'derech. Make a preparation for the right way. Rav Chama Bar Chanina, whenever there would be a topic, so what they used to do is they used to take out a Sefer Torah. Let's say the topic was Soto, or the topic was Purim. They would take out a Sefer Torah, or a Tanakh, and they would find a pasuk that's somewhat connected to the topic. They would say a matter of Agadah, a matter of drush, a sweet thought, not a halachic thought, and say, okay, now that we know the topic, we'll go into the laws of the topic. So now we're talking about cities of refuge, so the topic is the topic of murder. So how would the different rabbis begin teaching the laws of, the inadvertent killer? Rav Chama Bar Chanina Pasach L'Piskalai Parshasam Yachi, begin this section from the following. The verse says, Tov Yashar Hashem, God is good and righteous, Al Kein Yoreh Chataim Badarach, that's why he will direct the sinners on the right path. Im L'Chataim Yoreh, he says, create, road signs to direct the sinners to the city of refuge. Kal V'chomel Tzadikim, certainly God is directing the righteous on the right path. Rav Shimon ben Lakish Pasach L'Piskalai Parshasam Yachi would begin the topic with the following verse. The verse says, "Vasher lo tzadaf." A person's not trying to trap someone. V'Elohim ina liadon. God made it happen, so he has to run. V'samti lo chamakom. I'll give you a place. Asher inu shamu. He should run there. Kasher yomar mashal akadmonim. This is like, and another verse says, as the parable of God is, "Meirashayim yatzei resha." From the wicked comes out wickedness. V'mei akasam edaber. So, what's the whole topic of a city of refuge dealing with? The following: B'shnei bnei adam, two different people. Shahar Gras and Efesh, they both are murderers. Echad Harag B'Shogeg, one killed by, you know, negligence, by a mistake. The other one killed on purpose. But both of them did it in private with no witnesses. Lazein Adam, this one, there were no witnesses about what he did. But Lazein Adam, this one had no witnesses about what he did. So what's the city of refuge law? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mazmin L'Punak Echad, God brings them to the same spot. And there are witnesses at this spot. Zesharig b'meizah, the guy who killed on purpose, Yoshev Tachas HaSulam, is sitting under the ladder. Zesharig b'shogeg, this guy who had killed by mistake and hadn't been seen and witnessed, is Yorid b'sulam, is climbing down the ladder. V'nafal alav, the guy climbing down now falls and he kills by mistake a second time, v'hargo, and he kills the guy who killed on purpose. Zesharig b'meizah ne'arag, the guy who had killed on purpose gets killed because God wanted him to get killed. V'zesharig b'shogeg, and the guy who killed by mistake, is witnessed by witnesses, he has to go into exile. So God is arranging it all. Ultimately, God is arranging that people are getting what they deserve. Amar Abba Rav Huna, Amar Rav Huna. The son of Rav Huna said to Rav Huna. Some say Amar Rav Huna, Amar Belazar. Min HaTorah min Avim min HaKsuvim, both from Torah and Avim and from Ksuvim, we have the rule that if you really want something, God will give in. B'derech Shadam Rotze Leilichba, the path that you want to walk in, Molichin Osom. Ultimately, they will also lead you on that path from heaven, will give in. Min HaTorah, so the Torah's example is Bilam. The people come to Bilam, they invite him to come curse the Jews. He asks God, God says, no way. But then they come a second time, he begs God, and God says, all right. First God said, don't go with them. But then it says, okay, you can go with them, but you'll only be able to say what I tell you to say. So you see, if you really want something, God will give in. God will lead you on that path. I am God, your Lord, who teaches you to give you benefit. Guiding you on this road in which you're already walking. The road that you're walking, God will keep you going on that road. And min haksuvim, and we have it in the writings of great wisdom. The chsiv, as the verse says, im laleitzim, with the scoffers, hu yalitz, so God will scoff with them. The la'anavim, and those who are humble, then God will give them grace. Yitain chein, God will give them charm. Am Ravuna, Ravuna taught. Rotzeach shegala le'ir miklat ve'umetzao goel adam. If a murderer runs to a city of refuge and the relative of the guy he killed finds him on his way, Vaharago, and he kills him before he gets to the city of refuge, Pater, the relative is not going to be put to death for what he did. Kasavar, because Rav Huna holds like this. The verse says, Velo ein mishpat maves, and to him there is no ability of being judged for death. The goel adam udchsip, that's referring to the relative. So the pasuk is saying like this: Pen yirdov goel adam achrei rotzeach ki echam levavo, lest the relative chase the murderer, because he gets all worked up. V'yisi goki or be'aderach, and he might catch him if there's too long a road. V'yiko nafesh, and he'll kill him. In other words, the goel adam is allowed to run after the murderer, and if he gets the murderer before he got to the city of refuge, the goel adam doesn't have to be worried. V'lo emishpat maves, he was allowed to do this. He does not get put to death for it, and there are cities of refuge for the murderers to run to, but if the Goel Adam gets the murderers before they get to the city of refuge, the Goel Adam is not going to be killed. That's right, just the relative. The heat of blood grudge being worked up. Yeah, because he's a rotef that we saw.
To kill. It's not my job to kill.
This is the chiddush of Goel Adam. So that's the view of Rav Huna, even on his way. Meisve, the other people in the yeshiva, challenged Rav Huna. The Braisa says on this phrase that you're saying is referring to the Goel Adam, V'lo ein mishpat maves, to him there's no judgment of death. It's not the Goel Adam who doesn't have a judgment of death. Berotzeach HaKosam Edaber. It's talking about the murderer, the guy who fell. He doesn't deserve to die because it was only a mistake, as Izzy is asking. So the Braisa continues. Ata Ome Berotzeach. You're going to tell me it's referring to the murderer. Oh, you know, Ela Begoel Adam. Maybe it's like what Rav Huna thought. It's the guy running after him. So no, Kishu Omer, since the verse continues and says, Who lo soni lo mitmo shil shom. He doesn't hate him. Who doesn't hate who? The murderer didn't hate the victim. The Goel Adam hates the murderer because he killed his relative. So you see from the Braisa that the Goel Adam would be guilty. It's just the victim, the murderer who gets to go to the city of refuge. So Gemara says, Huda Amar Ki Ay Tanit, Rav Huna had another Tanit supporting him. A different way to read the verse. The Tanit went in another Braisa. V'lo ein mishpat maves, to him there is no judgment of death. But Goel Adam HaKosam Edaber, that's referring to the relative of the deceased. He doesn't have the possibility of death. Atom V'Goel Adam HaKosam Edaber, you're talking about the Goel Adam Maybe it's referring to the murderer who doesn't deserve death. When the verse goes on to say, because he didn't hate him yesterday or the day before, that's referring to the murderer, and he doesn't have the possibility of death. He doesn't get sentenced to death for killing by negligence. Why did the verse also have to say to him there's no judgment of death? But the verse is referring to the relative. It's time we looked in the Mishnah that when a person's running to a city of refuge, remember, he has to be convicted by the court that he has to go to the city of refuge. So most, and based on testimony, most the courts give him two Torah scholars, lest the on his way the relative try to come kill him. So these Torah scholars will argue with him. They'll say, listen, don't kill him. He only did it by mistake. So what do you mean that they're going to argue? Presumably, my lav de masturbate. They're going to warn the relative. They're going to say, listen, if you kill him, you're going to be killed. And he deserves death. He cuts a bark tala. If he kills, he's going to be killed. So, not that they're going to warn him that he's going to be killed. Kedetanya, it's like we learned in a brisa. If he kills him on the way, he doesn't get killed. So what do these sages do? They could just try to convince him not to kill. They'll talk to the Gol Adam, and they'll tell him Dvar Meruimlo. They'll tell him things that are reasonable. Omlo. They'll tell him Al Tanah Hegbo Kiminak Shofchei Dam. And why should you kill him? Don't treat him like a murderer. Bishkaga b'maiseliado. He was mistaken, and it was a mistake that he killed. Rabbi Meir says that no, the we don't give two Torah scholars to accompany the murderer. Humadabra Latzmo. He can argue for himself. Shenemar v'zed Vayrotzeach. This is the word of the murderer. Amr lo, the sages said back, how could you have one person do so many things? Right? He's running and he's going to argue for himself. No, there should be people who could help him out to argue for him. Amar, we learned in the Braisa that the Torah scholars would tell the relative, Bishkaga b'maisel yado, this is only a mistake. So Gemara says, of course it was a mistake. Ibn Mezid Bar Galus, if he did it on purpose, is he able to go to a city of refuge? So Gemara says, yes, there are people who go to a city of refuge that do it on purpose. There are people who go to a city of refuge on purpose. Vatanez went in a brisa, Rabbi Yehuda explains, Betchila, initially, Echad Mezid, Echad Shogeg, both the one who kills by mistake and the one who kills on purpose. Maptim and the Ari Miklat are brought to the city of refuge. Ubezdin Sholchan Mavino Samisham. Bezdin brings them from there. Mishin is Chayav Misa, if he had killed on purpose, and he gets convicted of that, Hargu, Bezdin will then kill him. Shanamaz, it says, Vesholchu Ziknei Rov Laku Samisham, the elders of the city will send and take him from there, Venasno Sobiad Goal Adam Ameis, and hand him over, and he will die. Mishlon is Chayav, but if he didn't deserve death, Patru, they would send him on his way. Shanamaz, it says, send him back to the city of refuge. Vitzilu Eidas Arotzeach Miad Goal Adam. The community, the courts, will save the murderer from the relative. If he had been accused of killing on purpose, but now he's acquitted, he's sent on his way. Mishin is chayav galos. If he had been convicted of killing by mistake, so then machzirin osalim komo. They send him back to the city of refuge. And as it says, veyishivu oso eidel ir miklato asher nas shama. They'll bring him back to the city of refuge. They did run there. That's what Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says. Rabbi Omer. Rabbi says that people who kill on purpose are never sent to the city of refuge, not even as a holding cell. Me'atzman and Golan, sometimes they would go there on their own. Svur and Hain, they think, Echad Shoged ve'Echad Mezid Koltos. They think, they're going to be safe in a city of refuge, even though they killed on purpose, because they're in a city of refuge. Ve'inan and Yoda, they don't realize that the Shoged Koltos, the city of refuge, only protects those who kill by mistake. The Mezid Einan Koltos, those who killed on purpose, the city of refuge will not save. Show up.